Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the ass, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Coming up in May, but after I think June 15th, I'm back again. So the next couple weeks are going to be challenging for me to put every show on because I've got some appointments. Every spring I go and do my spring cleaning of my body, mind, and soul, and it just so happens it has been April and May. I am going to be here for the next few weeks as regular Monday through Friday, and if I can't do a Friday show, I'll put it on Saturday as I'm doing today, because I miss you. I miss being on the radio. I miss talking to all of you, and I miss hearing the happy song, because I don't hear the happy song unless I'm with you. So you can always tune in. I'm on podcast, so you can go and download it from iTunes and hear me all the time. I don't know why you would want to, but if you do want to and you want to hear all the shows, I think there's like 300 shows on there, go and subscribe to my podcast channel. It's Bonnie Albers On Air. You'll be able to find it. Also, I am on YouTube. I haven't put anything new up, but I am going to start. And the trouble I'm having right now is that I don't have the right camera. So I'm using my iPad, and it shuts off in like 15 minutes. So I am going to try to do short little 15-minute blurbs, and I'm back to doing it this week. So you'll see some new vids on there. If you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel, it's Bonnie Albers On Air. I also have a web page, www.bonniealbersonair.com. I'm always on air. I think I live on air. Excuse me. And I think that was Spirit saying, enough. So I would ask you to go to my webpage. You'll read a little bit about me. I didn't quite put that up. Somebody did it for me. So please bear with it. It's not what I probably would have put on it, but it's close enough. Also, excuse me, you could go to the contact page. I do readings. I do counseling. I have half an hour. You can do the Dropbox. Tell me what you want, and I will email you back my availability and what the price would be depending on what you want. So please get a hold of me. I do this for a living, and I hopefully do this radio for a living too. So you can also find me on Facebook. It's Bonnie Mosenter Albers. I do Skype, so just ask me for my Skype name, and that is with readings only. And then I am also available by email, and you can find all that on my web page. So now that I have enough about myself, this week, just to let you know what's coming up, I've got a lot of guests coming back the following week, but I'm going to, because I didn't know if I would be back totally this week, but I am. So you have Mimi and me, and I will be bringing you some of our fabulous guests. I love when I have guests on. You know, I don't love sharing the limelight, but I love talking in the limelight. So, and I love to bring you new or people that I know you've really enjoyed. It's super cool to hear them, to get a different perspective, and then you get both of us. So I love to bring that to you. And you know, this is a metaphysical talk show also, and I have a great subject today, but I'm kind of wanted to tell you, I got these Doreen Virtue flower therapy oracle cards. I'm not real great with cards because I don't kind of know what to do with them. I love them. I, in fact, got a pair of angel oracle tarot cards by Doreen Virtue that I love. So my problem is I don't know what spread to do. And I am learning with Dr. Ron Call on our show. And yes, I do read tarot cards. They're just not comfortable for me. I'm getting comfortable enough with them. But I hear spirits, so I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, I'm all the clairs, and I bring you that way. But I've been drawn to these flower therapy cards. So when I shuffled today for you guys, because I thought, oh, I'm just going to shuffle and see what comes out, two cards flew to the floor. So I am going to read you the two cards because somebody that is listening to the show or archive listens or are coming to the show might understand it, might be a message for you. I always think everything's about me, but I'll tell you, these two cards are definitely, I pulled them for the show. I actually didn't pull them, they fell out of when I was shuffling. The first one is Pure Pressure. It's the Primula Primrose. Oh, it's a beautiful pink flower. I wish I could show it to you. It's so beautiful, brilliant pink with a yellow center. And it says, don't let others coerce you into a decision. You know in your heart what the right choice is. I love this card. I'm going to read you the real meaning also. Not the real meaning, but the meaning in the book. And then I'm going to talk about it. It can be helpful to ask others for their opinion. However, in this case, the angels are asking you to stand by your truth. And I'll give you a few examples when I'm done. Others may be leading you down a false path. So trust your feelings and only go with a decision that feels comfortable to you. There's no need to draw hasty conclusions. You have all the time in the world to make your choice. Let yourself be guided to the perfect outcome that satisfies satisfies all your needs, and don't back down. Drawing this card may also mean that you need to do more research in the path ahead. So here's an additional meaning for all of you out there, if you relate to this card. Children or friends are being pressured or bullied. Difficulties with concentration are coming from an outside influence. So if you have kids or you have, you know, yourself, if you're in a job and you know something isn't right, you see it's not right, but all the rest of the people are going with a different flow and they're trying to get you to see it their way, but for some reason you know it isn't right. What this card is saying, don't succumb to peer pressure. I'm going to give you a very harsh example of what this means in law. In law, so if you are sitting on a jury and it was guilty or not guilty, and everybody wanted the guilty verdict. They didn't really read the information. They just all felt they, the person was guilty. But you were listening to the trial, and you knew that there were some pieces of the puzzle missing and that you couldn't, in good conscience, use the word guilty. So you voted not guilty. And then they went crazy because, see, they want to go home. They want it to be their way. They don't want to go through all the information again. What this card is asking you to do is stand your ground. So I don't know why I gave you that explanation, but for some people, this will be the true meaning of the card. For others, it'll be about friendship. You know that there are people who badmouth others. They talk or they gossip, but you don't really like that, but you kind of are just standing there. This card is asking you to stand up for your rights. Don't succumb to peer pressure. And you could say, you know what, I don't really want to talk about that person because it's bad karma. And, you know, for the grace of God, go me. So, you know about groups and crowds. One minute they're for you, and the next minute they could be doing the same thing to you. So you got to be careful what you do to others because it really does karmically come back to you. Maybe not in the same way, but definitely in a different way because we always have to balance the scale of karma. What we want to do is collect good karma. So we want the scales to go, whoa, up there, where we are loving, giving, creating, and understanding what kindness, what love, and what friendship, what soulmates, what friend soulmates are all about, and to make sure that we don't step on their soul, step on their feelings, step on their life. So I love this card. Again, it's a peer pressure, and it's a primrose. The next card, believe it or not, that fell out, it's just so amazing how this all works, is you are healed. It is a pot of marigolds. You know, marigolds are yellow. So the card is all yellow with green, and green is your heart chakra color. So the healing you've prayed for is on its way. I know a lot of you have asked for healing. You come to healing shows or even just mentally, physically, soul healing. So it says your prayers have been heard and assistance is coming. Please be patient as the angels and flowers interact with your life. They're creating positive changes to make your healing as powerfully effective as it can be. You're being guided to the perfect modality and practitioner at the opportune moment. It's time for you to be well. That's mind, body, and soul. I'll give you some examples after I'm done reading. This healing goes deep within your soul by nourishing and nurturing you from the outside, extending to your aura, from your inside, extending to your aura. By giving strength to your aura, you find greater vitality because others will be unable to affect your energy. You're protected, loved, and healed by the angels. Affirm that you already have what you need. In the eyes of God, you're perfect, whole, and complete right now. There's nothing you need to change, except I say, changing your thoughts changes your life. So though through this process of healing, you're letting go of the illusion of dis-ease. If you're a healer, look at the signs, signals you've been receiving and intuitively decide what they mean. Additional meanings are, you're with the perfect practitioner. Listen to the advice you're given. So this can be also a healing card physically for your body. A lot of people are physically, they feel unwell, and they are seeing practitioners. So this card is letting you know that the healing is coming, that you're at the right place. Soul healing. Oh, I love that. Soul healing is really you participating in healing yourself as well. So it is also saying that if you are you're unhappy, you're not feeling loved, you're not feeling confident, you've got some self-esteem issues, healing for yourself is on the way, and that is when you participate. So there'll be something, the angels, your guides and your masters and your God or your universe brings you that will let you see that you are whole again. And I love these two cards. Again, they are for somebody in the audience, somebody who's listening or somebody in chat. The cards are from the Flower Therapy Oracle deck. It's peer pressure and you are healed. Both cards really go together, because peer pressure is a tough one to overcome. It's decisions as to, are you going to go against the crowd? Are you going to stand up to the crowd? And then healed is letting you know solely that you are on the right path. I love that. And physically, it means you are doing the right thing or you are with the right practitioner. So whoever needed that, I hope you got it. And today, oh gosh, I've got the greatest subject I'm so excited to talk about. We're going into soulmates. You know, I've been doing reincarnation and past lives. I've just gotten some really cool, you know, articles, and I've been reading for you to bring other opinions and what I think and what maybe you think. So I hope that y'all participate. If you're on the phone lines right now and I pick you up, please let me know. Tell me if these cards meant anything to you, and what I'm talking about you can always add to. This is the soulmate, and I am going to read you what I love, and this is from many, many books and articles that I have read. So soulmate is a relationship which makes you feel positive, because I keep going over relationships, and you can't be in love if the other person isn't. You can be in lust, you can be in like, and you can be in obsession, but you can't be in love. Love flows both ways. So this says, the soulmate connection is a relationship which makes you feel positive, an instant uplift of spirit, energy boost up from within. A soulmate can be the same gender, best friend, mother, father, sister, brother, or anyone that makes you feel this way. So I love that, because we talk on this show about soul friends, soul mates, soul family. You're not here to just work on one aspect of your life. You're here to work on many. So a true soulmate is probably the most important person you'll ever meet, because they tear down your walls and smack you awake. Well, you know, I love the smack thing, only not physically. But I love that, woohoo, let's wake up, let's see life, let's live life, let's get the best out of life, and let's have the greatest connections that we can. But to live with a soulmate forever, it says, I don't know, it might be too painful. Soulmates, they come into your life just to reveal another layer of yourself to you and then leave. This would probably be more talking about soul friends. A karmic soulmate connection, I certainly think so. Karmic connections tend to be challenging and difficult. They may even incorporate unhealthy dynamics and toxic patterns. Regardless, it's a pivotal relationship that embodies invaluable life lessons. Now, I wanted to read that to you because I'm all about happy, so I don't love a part about challenging and difficult, but you know that's what a lot of us are here to work out. I know so many people who have difficulties in friendships, love, and finding their, quote, soulmate, and they run into many people. And really what this is the life lessons that you have come down here to learn. Your most difficult, challenging times are your most invaluable life lessons. They come into your life to teach you something. And a lesson has to be learned and a debt repaid. We talk about karmic relationships, karmic past lives, why you're here with people, why you've connected to somebody. I know with my husband, and I've been married, even though I'm 17, I've been married 35 years coming up in June. We are so opposite, it's not even funny. He's an Aquarius sun to my Aquarius moon, so there's a karmic connection right there. But I know that in a past relationship, in fact, we've been through many, that we've loved, we've laughed, we've done all kinds of things, but he or I have also hurt each other. So we're in this lifetime to correct all of that, or the last life actually that I have lived, and I could see it so clearly. So again, we're here to pay karmic debts also, as well as live happy karmic lives. Karmic soulmates come into your life in order to bring attention to yourself, to experience a connection that's incredibly personal, impactful, but they cannot stay all the time. You know, you have friends that you really connected to in high school, you lose track with them, but you really can't figure out why, because you really like them. Here's another example of losing track of a soulmate. You know, you got married, you were young, you didn't understand what marriage, love, and lasting was. And then towards the, you know, middle of your life, you think, why? I wonder why that didn't work. And then all of a sudden, they appear again. So same thing with friends. You can have friends. Do you ever have a friend that you say, oh, I haven't talked to them in 10 years? And then all of a sudden, they come back in your life, and it's like they never left. Sometimes soulmates, soul friends, soul family come in to your life for a reason, but it's not always to stay forever on your life's journey, this reincarnation. And I love, and it's not easy to say for certain which bonds will manifest forever on this, not forever, because we don't last in our physical condition forever, but our physical body, what lasts here in our physical reincarnation forever. But they're easy amendable. They're due to great levels of mutual understanding and compatibility. Here's an example I always give, too, about soul mates when you're talking about relationships, love relationships. How many people say, oh, I've met my soulmate, and 7 months later, it's like, oh, it's gone. Okay. Soulmates aren't always, all the time, meant forever, but they're meant to teach you something in love, life, and light. Some will last. Some will be here for you for the rest of your physical reincarnation. Others of us need to look at the ones that haven't and try to understand why. And a lot of people get hung up with, I met my twin flame. I met my soulmate. Well, how can that happen if you believe there's only one, because now you're married 3 times? So I say use soulmates as learning tools, love lessons, and karmic debt. If you are meant to be with them for the whole physical incarnation, then you will. And learn from the ones that don't. Because as a counselor, you know, I'm an RN, I'm a counselor as well as a spirit psychic medium. I will tell you that the biggest lessons that you don't learn show back up in all of the boyfriends, girlfriends, or other relationships, and they keep at you till you learn that lesson. We had a caller that I love to, I hope she's listening, and I won't use her name, but she had 3 boyfriends, and all of them had sisters, and all of them ended not great because of the sister. And when she wanted my advice, I said, well, have you ever talked to the sister? And she said, no. I said, karmically, it doesn't mean it's going to work. But there's something you need to learn about what you are or not doing with those sisters. So I know she got it, and she's pretty, you know, intuitive herself. And so I'm hoping the next relationship, if she learns her lesson, her karmic lesson about sisters and boyfriends, that she will have a nice, loving, happy relationship, either without a sister or one that she actually gets along with the sister with. So I love to show you the karma if you haven't learned your lessons, will come back and it'll throw it back at you, either in the same situation with different people or the same situation or the same lesson in different situations. So you just got to be aware of that when something doesn't work and keeps showing up. The one thing I do want to go over before I get to the phone lines, because I love this, is twin soul flames. I don't love using that word because people think when you meet your twin flame, and I really believe it's soul flame, you are going to instantly stay there, be happy, the bliss is there. But that isn't the truth about twin soul flames, and that's why I don't like separating twin soul flames and soulmates. Twin soul flame connection is a very special relationship. Here, there is an instant soul attraction of energies. The energies of two souls interconnecting over time, over miles, sometimes lifetimes, over years. Very often, there is an initial meeting of these twin souls, and one half of the duo is more spiritually awakened and gets it. The other half may not quite be there yet. They are deeply touched by this experience, but, sometimes contact remains, but there's also the possibility that these two individuals will be separated over years. See, I don't like that, and I'll tell you why in a minute. They work on their own commitments and deal with their karma within other relationships before reuniting with each other once more. A dance is described, which depicts the inevitable connection and disconnection between twin souls. Within the connection, you often find that one party is very keen to move the relationship into higher levels, whilst the other doesn't know what's going on, oh my goodness, and doesn't want to deal with the relationship, as it touches deeply and painful emotions that they might have suppressed and not ready to deal with. So they try to escape the relationship. That one is called the runner. How many times do we know that? So how many twin flames do we actually have? Some of them run all the time. That's why I don't like separating twin soul flames from soulmates. Ultimately, the runner may come to a crossroads where he or she can live with the emotional pain of separation from their soulmate, or return to the can't live with the emotional pain or separation from their soulmate, or return to the relationship and work through their unresolved fears. So what this article is really talking about, and I've combined many, is that there'll be a time when your twin flame, which is what they're talking about, or your twin soul flame, needs you and can't get that separation. It could be 20 years, 30 years, 5 years, 2 months. It could be next lifetime. Come to that crossroads. The twin soul relationship is crucial. Twin soul connections never happen at convenient times, guys. There is often the matter of existing and committed relationships. So money issues and a whole million other practical and logical reasons why these two on the surface shouldn't be together. And I'm going to read to you what I've put together before I tell you how I feel about this, and then I'll get to the phone lines. And it appears that both parties have to exude patience and strength throughout the process. Soulmates, an idea that being adopted by romantics for ages, an idea that highlights our society and culture, so we really want to find our soulmate. Twin flames, if you are going, I always believe love is easy. It doesn't mean that there aren't obstacles. It doesn't mean that you're not going to live life and learn lessons. But I do believe that if you're already taken and your, quote, twin flame is already taken, you are hurting other people in the process. And I don't believe that those lessons are what we are needing to learn here. Yes, I have clients who have met their twin flames or, quote, soulmates, and they have been attached to others. In that case, it is a really tough and very hard road to walk because you are having other people involved there. So do I believe that you meet in later in life? Well, if your marriage or your relationships don't work out later in life and you reconnect to your twin flame, great. If you meet your twin flame or soulmate while you're attached, the getting unattached in a way of love and light, it'll always hurt. And that's why life lessons are tough for the other half of your twin flame partner that needs to be worked out. So it's a really, really tough and not easy road if you are attached. And that's why I don't love talking about twin flames that one meet and have a difficult road. Now, money issues, you can resolve them. They can be worked out without hurting people. But I believe on Earth we're here to touch each other's souls, to love each other's souls, to find each other's souls. And some of the lessons might be tough. I never believe in hurting one soul to be with another. But I do believe sometimes we make choices that we shouldn't have early in life or even later in life, and we need to get out of them in love and light before we actually go and find another relationship. So they are all tough. They're not easy. Counseling is the best, and I am one. So I love that. So I don't care to use the word twin flames. I like the word soulmates. And shoot me if you will, but that's me. I believe in all different soulmates. It's much easier concept because not all last. It's always here to teach you lessons, to show you love as you to them. And I believe that it's a much easier transition, soulmates, than twin flames. So I am going to go to the phone line. And 251, you are on with me. Hi. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Robbie. I'm from Alabama.
Hi, Robbie from Alabama. How are you and how's Alabama?
Oh, it's warm today.
It is. Well, I'm in Florida, so we won't talk about warm. But actually, it isn't that warm this morning. I was just shocked because I took my dog, who's psychic, out this morning, and it was a little chilly. And I'm like, in Florida in May? You got to be kidding. So how are you, and what can I help you with?
I recently had a friend to pass away, and I just want to know if he's around or if there's any messages from him.
Oh, what's so funny is exactly when you said that, I had a male energy appear really quickly. So I wish you wouldn't have told me the sex. But, yeah, he, why is he handing me a crown for you? Like, it looks like a princess crown.
I don't know.
Did you help him? He's handing me this. I mean, it's not a real crown. It looks like something you would wear at Halloween, or it would be like something he's handing you. Maybe he thought you were his princess.
Maybe.
I'm sorry?
I said that would be nice.
Yeah, well, he's handing me this princess crown for you. So another meaning this could be, but he's smiling, is that he seems like he had a really good personality. So I feel like it was warm, and it was maybe not warm, but kind of joking. I mean, I think he's kind of laughing. So if he's laughing, bringing me this crown, it means he feels, was he a fun kind of guy?
Yes, he liked to cut up and get around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe this princess is maybe his idea of funny, but I believe it's given to you in sincerity because he's shaking his head. So, yes, he is around you. Give me one second because he is saying something. He's saying you know he's around you. This is just confirmation, but he says he moves things. Do you find things that are moved in your house or your room?
Yes, I have noticed that.
Okay. Okay, well, that is him. And what he's saying is he wishes he could have spent some more time. If I'm talking fast, I'm listening and talking at the same time. He wishes that he could have spent more time with you on this physical earth plane, but it wasn't meant for him. So he feels like he's going to be joking. He's going to be joking and cutting up his whole unphysical life, so get used to it, is what he's telling me.
Okay.
So he will be around you. He does feel that he's saying to me, and I don't know why he would use this word, but you were a vital part of his life. Because I don't kind of feel that, but that's what he's saying. So maybe what he's saying is, you meant more to him than you actually knew. Could that be possible?
Yes.
Okay.
There was a new relationship that was just starting, and then he was killed in an accident. And so I'm pretty devastated right now.
Yeah, and he's saying so that maybe he needs the vital means that he really would have, this relationship would have been a great relationship had he lasted. I'm going to tell you that we have five outs in life, okay? We can take, our soul can walk out. And I feel like this was his second, and he wanted to leave. He could have come back from that accident, but what condition he would have lived in, they showed him, and he didn't want to live like that. So, oh my goodness, somebody's here, and it's got to be him, but what he's saying is, if you would have seen how he would have had to live, it wasn't for him. So he chose to walk out. But he didn't choose to walk out on you, is what he's saying. And I think he was brought into your life to show you what you need to look for the next time, because I don't think you really know. So what he was really in your life for such a short period of time, he's showing me, is for you to love, to laugh, and to enjoy life. And he doesn't feel that that is who you were looking for before. He gave you that. So he wants you to continue to look for somebody like him. And he will let you know when you hit that right person.
Okay.
Okay? So is there anything else you'd like to know from him before I ask him to step away and go to the next caller?
I'll see him in heaven one day. I hope he waits for me there.
Well, right as you said that, he's handing you a bouquet of flowers, but they aren't like roses, and that's probably because the relationship wasn't taken that far yet. But what he's handing me, is a bouquet of beautiful gold flowers. I don't know what they are, like yellow flowers. So I don't know if you like yellow flowers or. White means purity, yellow means protection. So he's handing you these yellow flowers. They're like wildflowers. So I don't know if they grew around you or he liked them or you liked them. And they're not daisies because they're not white and yellow. They're actually yellow flowers. So what's interesting is I just read a card about a yellow flower, and it was oh, my goodness, this card might have been for you. The yellow flowers that I see that he's handing you are marigold, and it says you are healed. So physically he is helping you heal from this disaster that has happened to you.
Okay.
Okay? So smile, be lighthearted. I know you can't right now, but this is what he's giving you. He's giving you the gift of happiness, and he doesn't want you to not have that the rest of your physical life, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Alabama.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. I am just so happy. I love spirit, and I love messages that come through. I also love when I have a card that I can hand somebody before they even come in. So I'm hoping that these cards mean a lot to all of the people that are online. I'm going to answer 617. 617, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I recognize the voice, so say the name.
I know. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm good, gorgeous. And yourself?
I am fine, and I love the word gorgeous because I've had to get back to the gym. You know, I don't know if everybody knows this, but my son is a chef. And he's in chef school. I've gained 21 pounds. So
Wow.
21 pounds is not great. Although I was a zero before. So 21 pounds is probably a four. But I don't like it. So when you say gorgeous, I'm thinking to myself, oh, I will be, girlfriend. I'm going back to the gym. So
good
Monday. I know. I don't like it, though. I'll tell you the truth. I stopped going to the gym. I was very thin. and I was working out, and I loved every minute of it. And then one day I got shingles. And after I got shingles, I didn't have it. You know, shingles you can get from 16 now on. And, it was very painful, but I got through it, and I thank goodness I didn't have it as bad as most people. But I worked that mind-wise and medically. So I kind of took it easy, and now I guess I took it too easy, and now I'm going back to the gym. So how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. It's a beautiful day here in Massachusetts, in Boston. It's beautiful.
Well, honey, do you go to Salem? Do you go and see? They've got all kinds of readers up there and all kinds of energy.
That's my plan. That's definitely my plan for summer fun. It's definitely go to Salem.
Yeah, I was there, but you know what? I didn't really see anything because I didn't have that much of time. I just wanted to feel the air, and I went into some of the museums. It's very interesting. I love Boston. I spent most of my time on, what's that road that had all the shops and restaurants? Newbury Street.
Yes. That's Newbury Street. Yes. Newbury Street.
Oh, honey.
Very nice.
I know Boston, and I know New York, and I know Philadelphia, and I know Florida, and I hope I know other places in my life. But how can I help you today, Lisa?
Well, I am... I'm trying to be strong and to think positive in my situation here. After the passing of my sister, my lease was not renewed. And I am in the midst of trying to find another living place, another place to live, and I have to be out by the end of May. So I feel like I'm under the wire and not sure where to turn.
Okay. This is the first thing that's coming to me, Lisa, is that fresh new place, fresh start. Okay.
Yeah.
So usually, you know, when somebody passes and, you know, death and life are together. You're not born knowing you're going to last forever. We have an expiration date. And sometimes, our expiration dates aren't ever, the expiration date for us is not known. But when we come upon our expiration date and we leave, it's the other people who suffer, not us. Just remember
that's right.
I feel like that they are giving you a new beginning. And they they don't want you to continue, because you can actually continue dwelling on the death of somebody that, you know, that close to us.
And so
I feel like they're giving you a new beginning. It's why they're forcing you out, and they're giving you a short period of time. So I want you to know that it is all for the better, first of all.
Yes.
But they keep giving me the number 3 to 4 blocks. So have you looked 3 to 4 blocks around where you are?
And see, you know, I'm glad you said that. And that's my mindset, because where I live, it's very expensive. I keep hearing, you know, you're not going to find anything where you live, because it's a very wealthy, expensive community.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never thought of looking anywhere in this area to live.
3 to 4 blocks, they're showing me. It's really crazy, because I could see you walking. So something might come up, or you need to start looking. You know, here's a good example. My girlfriend wanted to live in Central Park in New York, and that was so expensive. So she went to look at this apartment she knew she couldn't afford, and she started talking to the owner. And she says, the owner goes, I really like you, so I'm going to rent the apartment to you. And she says, well, I just wanted to see it, because this is my dream apartment and I'm a great tenant, but I can only pay this. And he said, well, you know, there's other people looking at it. And she went home. The next day they called her and they said, you know what, I like you and you've got the apartment. I could, you know, so what I'm seeing is, if you get into a situation like that, don't dismiss it. Just tell that person what you can afford and how good of a tenant you are. But I'm looking at 3 to 4 blocks in any direction away from you.
Wow, 3 to 4 blocks. Wow. That, if anything, that would be fabulous.
Yeah. Well, honey, I'm all about fab. So fabulous is where you need to be. And you make it happen because it can, Lisa. You need to make it happen. But go in the mindset of change is great, change is good, a fresh start, and a great beginning.
Yes. Ooh, I mean, you like a breath of fresh air. I mean, fabulous. You're fabulous.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. I'm so happy. Your words to somebody's ears that might pick this show up and actually put me on either Sirius Radio or one of the radio stations that everybody can hear. But I just love, I mean, every minute that I'm on this radio, when I'm not on, it's like I've lost a piece of me. So when I can come on the radio and talk to all of you, it actually is my joy and my harmony. So I thank you for letting
obvious.
Me talk to you.
it's obvious. It really is obvious. So if you need anything from me to get the ball rolling for you, please.
Well, here's the deal. Anybody listening, if you know any radio producer or TV producer, I've got ideas. Tell them to listen to my show because that's my best, when they say resume, that's the best resume is to actually listen. And you never know who will come. I've had famous people listen to the show. I've read for famous people. I've done counseling for famous people. So one day I hope that somebody will listen and say, she's ours. And that's what I know will happen. So if anybody out there knows anybody, bring them to my show. Let them download the archives and listen and then pick up this show.
You'll be the spiritual counseling part of Oprah.
Do you want to hear something? Well, you heard that woman. I don't know if you heard her on the radio say that I was going to be on the Oprah show. And I'm like, really? Well, you're going to have to tell Oprah to listen because I don't know how to get to her. So you're the fourth person that said that. I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Super Soul Sunday. Here I am.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I just, wherever I go, I'm taking all of you with me. So thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Call me back and let me know. You too, many blessings.
I will. Love you.
Love you. Just think fab, and you'll be good.
All right. Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. You as well. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, guys. I don't know what I'd do without you all. Again, this is my lifeblood, and I found my lifeblood, at 17, LOL. So I am just so happy and thrilled and honored that you let me in. So I am going to pick up 609, you're on with Bonnie. Hi, you have 12 minutes. We have 12 minutes to talk. Hi.
Hi. This is Renee.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
First time. Good. I'm a first-time listener, first-time caller, and so far I've liked what I've heard.
Oh, that's so sweet, Renee. I so appreciate it. I always say there's many channels you can listen to. There's people that are on all day. Like, I could be on all day. There's somebody on all day on Blog Talk that everybody listens to. I think he's on, like, sports and news. But, but if you really resonate with, I am honest. I tell everybody like it is. And I try to help people and give them different modalities that you'll hear. I have guests. And I think that my show, if I was you and I was listening, I think my show's pretty fab. So I just had to say that.
It's great. I could listen to it all day.
Oh, thank you. Well, please subscribe to my channel. Go to Blog Talk and press the subscribe button. And I have like 300, I have like 300 podcasts. And I have some pretty good, I had Mark Anthony, who wrote the book Evidence of Eternity. He's one of the biggest bestsellers out there. I had him, his first book and second book. And you can just enjoy some of the guests. I have Astro Tarot Day on Wednesday, but I'm taking your time up now. So, Renee, what can I do for you?
Well, my boyfriend passed in December, and I just wanted to know if he had any messages for me.
Okay, I feel like this, it's really weird because versus the other boyfriend that passed, I feel like this one was sick. Was this one sick?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, this one's sick. And I feel like he took his last breath in a bed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. It's really crazy. Did he use the word smooth?
Pardon me?
He's saying he had a really smooth time. So I don't know whether he was on, you know, whether he was medicated when he died, or he's just that he uses the word smooth, because I don't use the word smooth. So when the spirit brings me a word, mm-hmm. that's like sometimes you could say, if I say fabulous and I say, he had a fabulous time, you could say it's me talking for
yeah.
him, but he's actually using the word smooth. I had a smooth time. So either to me that, and I see him in the bed. So I either feel like he was medicated before he died, or he really liked his life, or he used the word smooth. Do you know if he used the word smooth?
No, but he was a smooth type of guy.
Okay, so that's what he's using the word, because he's saying he was a smooth time. And he's using his hands to tell me, like, and making that smooth kind of thing.
Right.
And I feel like he was a little bigger than most guys. Like, was he a little bigger?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he is really a joke. He's such a sweet, sweet soul. I mean, he is really, he reminds me of, and I don't know that he did this, but he reminds me of, you know, like one of those really, those cool cats that were like play jazz. He was like a, you know, he was just like, nothing kind of bothered him to the point that he had anybody, yeah, that to the point he let anybody see it, because of course things bothered him. But to the point he
yeah.
always kind of, yeah, he's tipping his hat.
Smooth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the word he wants you to use. And he's kind of tipping his hat to you. I don't know if he wore a hat or he's just saying, you know how the old people used to tip their hat by saying hello or goodbye?
Yeah, no, he didn't wear a hat, but.
He's tipping his hat to you, which means, you know, hey, it's been a good run. So I feel like in spirit, he is really happy. He's glad that he's not sick anymore, and he feels that, and he's saying to me, for you, I will see you again. It's really weird. Did he like music? Because he's using all these smooth, he's giving me his tit-tat, he's giving me the I will see you again. It reminds me, he's giving me the feeling of a smooth cat, like music, like jazz.
He loved all kinds of music.
Yeah, he's just.
Very classy guy. I never, ever saw him in anything but suit.
Yeah, that's probably why I see him in a suit with a hat. You know, I'm giving you the hat, but you don't wear a hat with jeans. I mean, at least it's not a, you'd wear
I've
a baseball.
I've never seen, he didn't even own a pair of jeans, I don't think.
Yeah.
Not sneakers. He wore very nice shoes.
Oh, I see him. I see him. I see black shoes, like they almost look like, they're tie-ups, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, this is what he's saying, because he's hearing you. As classy as I lived, it's as classy as I am. So he has a piece of his soul. We all come down, and I want to explain this to everybody that's listening. We all come down with pieces of our past lives. We are spirits. We are a soul. We're one soul that comes in to life. We reincarnate for reasons. Karmic debt, karmic payback, karmic love, lessons, good or bad. And he is bringing his peace. You see a piece of his soul, because what he's showing me is super cool. He was a jazz musician way, way back. So he's showing me, it's so crazy, because he's showing me himself in a big suit with shoes, and he's playing, like, I don't know, this big instrument that looks like a big bass guitar, like a big bass. And he's just strumming it, and he's saying, I was a smooth cat. So I think that he's bringing to this life with you, he brought in a piece of that soul. So that's why he's showing it to me. And he wants you to know, yeah, he wants you to know that the love was mutual. So I don't know if you knew that, but he's saying the love was mutual. He loved you as much as you loved him. So he feels like you helped him out a lot in the heart chakra area, which means in the in the heart area. I don't think he was used to that, but he might not have ever told you. He feels like you were really, really helpful to him, is what he's showing me.
Okay.
And that you, give me a sec, and now what he's bringing you is white flowers. And
okay.
White flowers is, he's handing them like a bouquet. I'm getting no roses today. So what he's showing me are a bunch of daisies. So, and maybe they're white orchids, daisies. I can't really see what he's handing me, but they're white. Actually, it's probably more white daisies. And what white mean is purity. So what he's saying to you is, the way I felt about you was pure. There was no disguise. What he said to you, and I don't know what he said to you, but what he said to you, he meant. Now, do you know what that means?
Yeah. He always told me he loved me, and I would say back, love you more, or, you know, he'd send me text messages. And,
yeah.
You know.
And now he's bringing you the white roses. And now I'm seeing white roses, pink roses, red roses, and he's throwing them at you, meaning love, purity, friendship. So he had all of that with you. And he wants you to know that that was important to him in his short amount of time that he was here. So he wants you to know he really, really appreciated being with you. He wants you to know that he is around you. And he feels like when you hear certain songs, you know he's there. Or so he wants you to know he will always be there. That you won't be alone, though, he's saying. You're not destined to be alone. So just always remember him. And he's saying always remember him in the music. And always remember him in the details. I don't know what that means, but for you, that's your message.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Oh, my goodness. He really loves you. He's trying to wrap his arms around you because he's wrapping his arms around me, and I don't need anybody. I have a husband. And he wants you to know that he's so happy that you called today because this is something he's been waiting to tell you. I also know that I drew that card for you also, which was the You Are Healed card, and it means spiritually and mentally, not physically. But he wants you to know that you are healed hearing him, and he is smiling. He's got big cheeks with, like, I'm going to say dimples, but he's just got the prettiest smile.
Yeah.
He didn't have that at the end. But he had that in the beginning. So he wants you to know. Now I'm gonna. This is just from him, and I'm gonna let. And then I've got only 90 seconds. But he's saying, just remember how smooth talking. So I hope you like your message, and
I love it.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Please listen to the radio show because we love our listeners. All right. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I have 90 seconds. I want to thank all of you for listening and being with me. And maybe Saturday is a great time to have this show. So please join me Monday again for Wake Up World with me. Yes, Bonnie. I am so excited. Come hear all about, again, soulmates. I'm still on them. They don't want me to stop talking about them, and see what flower card is for you. Thank you for joining me. I love every one of you. Thank you for listening, chatting, and calling, and I will hear you Monday at 9. Thank you again. Have a great rest of your weekend. Bye.